For our Friday food feature this week, we get to talk to one of Chicago's most famous and successful restaurateurs, Phil Stefani. Phil, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. Nice and bright and early.
Yes, it is. And listen, you are really something. You started in 1980 with Stefani's in the heart of Lincoln Park. You're still going strong. Yep. We're going to talk about your new project in Rome, but... here's what everybody wants to know. What's been your secret? The restaurant business now more than ever, it's tough. How have you survived and thrived all these years?
Well, I thought obviously the most difficult part really hit us. So we opened up in April of 1980 in a little 70-seat restaurant on Fullerton in Southport, which you're aware of. You ate in that little garden there. We had this little garden with a few tables, and but you know what, for me the true awakening was when COVID hit. I mean, COVID hit our industry incredible. I mean, we lost around the country some 30% of restaurants, you know, and the thing is they're closing now. All of them didn't close during COVID. Some of the turn effect is now, and that's what been our hardest. We had to regroup. We had to, eliminate the ones that weren't really thriving, and then and keep going. I mean, it's a difficult, I try to advise people who come into our business, you got to understand it because it's a lot different than when I started it.
Yeah, you gotta love it, and you've got to be a tough businessman at heart, don't you?
Yeah, because it wasn't that way back in 1980. We didn't have the costs we have today. Mm-hmm. I mean, labor. I mean, mm-hmm. We're paying a waiter some $12 an hour, and he's making $500 a night. I don't think that's. I think he's making minimum wage. But then you're talking about a head tax. All these account insurance is crazy now. So it's changed a lot.
Phil Stefani is the man behind the Tavern on Rush, also yep. Tuscany on Taylor, and Broken English Taco Pub on Lake Street, Castaways Beach Club in North Avenue, and also you do a lot of catering and events. And the kids are really running things for you, aren't they, Phil?
Yeah, I put them. So since this new little project came about, I put Anthony and Gina in the forefront, and it's time for them. They've grown since the days of Castaways when they were 14 years old and mopping floors and so forth, and they've been with me for the whole ride. So now it's their time to. And remember, it's their clientele in those seats. Unfortunately, it isn't all. All mine,
yeah.
We all have to accept that the clock keeps turning, and now a majority of those customers are in their age bracket and not my age bracket.
Yeah, and they know what they want. We're going to talk about your new project in a minute. Your place in Lincolnwood, Stefani Prime, great restaurant there in North Cicero. And yes. when you decided to open in the suburbs, was that the great Phil Stefani saying it's tough to operate in the city of Chicago now? What was behind that move?
It was really twofold. The first fold was that, number one, I was being pushed by my neighbors to do one. I never wanted it because the last thing you want is every night to see your neighbors walk in and, into your restaurant. But it's become...
Because you live up there, right?
Yeah, I live there. I live in Lincoln Woods. I live four blocks from the restaurant. So that was not a good idea, but it turned out to be a great idea. But really, the spot turned out to be the spot for the standpoint that it's where the suburbs meets the city. So people would, who used to live in Lincoln Park, say, who moved downtown and vice versa. Now, when they would meet their friends, they say, hey, let's meet halfway. And it's right off the expressway, and it's turned out to be that meeting place. Mm-hmm. And I never thought But it worked out. Yeah, it really worked out perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
It's a meeting place for both groups. You know,
I only have one complaint about that place. It replaced one of my favorite egg roll joints, Cow Cow.
Oh yes, Cow Cow. Yeah, like I said, I've been living in this neighborhood for 4 years, so I know. And people ask me. You can't believe this, but people ask me if I could bring that back at least on our menu. Yeah, I said it doesn't really go with my menu.
No egg rolls.
But they were famous. No.
They were good.
No doubt about it. They were famous.
In one of the most unexpected partnerships in recent memory, two Chicago hospitality heavyweights are teaming up on a project with the Vatican. One of them, our guest this morning, the founder of Phil Stefani Signature Restaurants, Phil Stefani. How did this happen? Phil?
Well, think about it. I open up a little 70-seater. I'm 30 years old over on Fullerton and Southport, and then five tables in the outside. And now this site is, for 425 years, has been the papal summer vacation place. It's 135 acres. It's bigger than the St. Peter's. And we have 85 acres of gardens and 50 acres of farmland. And it's just, pictures don't do it any justice. It's just incredible. I mean, it's it's not about the restaurant. It's about the story behind it. You know, it was called Castel Gandolfo. Now it's called Borgo Laudato Si, from Pope Francis' encyclical of 10 years ago. And it's all about the environment, and it's we're generating enough power there to for electric for the whole town of Castel Gandolfo and more.
It's a good thing your kids are running the Stefani restaurants around Chicago, because you're never gonna be back here now. This is an excuse for you to be in Italy all the time, isn't it?
I leave. I just got back last Friday. I go back Sunday with my son because we're doing the first Thanksgiving ever, okay? So we have cattle here, we have chickens, and now because we have a guy called Pope Leo from Chicago, we brought in turkeys, and we're doing the first Thanksgiving dinner on Friday there. And as a matter of fact, the Today Show is filming it Wednesday and Friday, and people in the United States will be able to see it, this beautiful place.
Are you home today?
Yeah, I'm leaving Sunday. I came home last Friday, and I'm leaving Sunday for another 10 days.
Nice.
I'll be doing 10 days every month. But it's a great place to go out, I got to tell you. So yeah. I'm not complaining. No complaints.
I hope I see it one day.
Everyone's got to see it, because it's, remember, this goes back 2,000 years to the Emperor of Rome.
Wow.
You know, think about how old we are in our country. And now I'm looking at these roads, 2,000 years old, these walls. You know, the Pope Pius XII took in 5,000 Jews during the war. I mean, the history is incredible. And I went from a little 70-seater on Fullerton, please.
What a story. Talk about your partner in this venture, Oprah's favorite, Art Smith.
Yeah. So, you know, Art's the guy. He's got the fried chicken. Mm-hmm. And I says, Art, we'll have the fried chicken on there. I says, the menu is 70% Italian and 20% U.S. and 10% Peruvian. And Art will bring in his so he's making this dinner on for Thanksgiving on the 29th for them. And my son and I will be there. And Art's a great guy he worked for Oprah for 10 years. He's done Lady Gaga. He's done them all.
Yeah,
I mean, he's quite the guy.
So how did you swing this? Have you met the Pope?
I've been blessed. Yes, I met him three times.
Three times. How do I get an audience with the Pope, Phil?
As a matter of fact, here is a little comical, but. So I brought steaks out there and this and that. And, you know, I try to bring back a little bit of Chicago. So Wednesday, my wife and my daughter were out there. We're supposed to go for the audience, and I couldn't make it. And there was nothing scheduled. It was just the regular audience. And so I had brought them also something different, you know. So I figured, why not? So he walks up and says hello to my wife and daughter, and then says, Where's Phil? He wasn't feeling good, but he brought you some Vienna hot dogs, some yellow mustard, and the Pope right away says, and no ketchup, right?
I love it.
So he is really a true, true Chicagoan. It's incredible. And he's one of ours, you know, and I know how it, we never thought we would have that. But he's one of ours, and being born here in Chicago and having raised here and so forth makes a difference in the world. I mean, he's incredible.
So, spring of 2026, your place will open, on Vatican property. Can anyone go there?
Yeah. So that's the beauty. That's what I'm saying. So what Pope Francis wanted to do, you know, after 425 years, and he never used it. And Pope Leo is there every Monday, because Tuesday he's got a day off. So he comes in every Monday. But popes have used it for 425 years just for themselves. Now it's open to the public.
Great.
So it's totally open. 85, you know, acres of gardens, and then all the, you know, we have cattle there. We're going to make cheese and milk, and people are going to be able to see it. But it's breathtaking, the garden. And they've been kept only for one person, a pope. Mm. And now Pope Francis opens it up to the world.
I hope to see you there one day soon. Phil Stefani, one of the best restaurateurs ever around here.
Continued
good health and success to you and to the family, Phil.
Thank you. And always a pleasure being on with you. So, great.
Hope to see you down the road soon. And hopefully the road will lead to Italy.